From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. Here's this week's host, Frank Phillips.
Thank you very much, Barry. Our guest today is Elizabeth Scammahorn, who is with the Vigo County Public Library. And I know that the public library offers so many things in addition to books and so forth, and we want to get into those today. So why don't we start out, Elizabeth, if you can tell us about the services that the library offers.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think a lot of times when people think of the library, they always think of books. And I think they're spot on when thinking about that. However, I would like to encourage everyone to just look at the library more as a community hub, as a community center. And so libraries are unique in the fact that we are able to serve our communities and exactly what they want to see within their library walls. And so with a library, we offer so many different things from books and music and entertainment and movies. And you can do those things, you know, you can check them out from the library. You can actually use our app or our website and get all those things and stream them from home. So there's so many different opportunities that you can use inside the library or at your home. And you can, a lot of those things you check out, you'd need a library card to do that. But you're always welcome to come to the library, even if you don't have a library card.
Now, what about counties outside of Vigo County? What services are available to those people?
Yes, yeah, so we absolutely offer reciprocal cards for those individuals who live outside of Vigo County. And so we just encourage you to call the library or to stop in the library. And every situation is unique. And so if you just tell us which county you live in, if you have a current library card, and we'll make sure that you're able to get a Vigo County library card.
What are you finding are the most popular services that the library offers?
Well, you know, I feel like our programs and events are so, so powerful, and they're always packed. We offer so many different services and so many different programs. And so every single month we offer things such as 3D printing and laser cutting all the way down to book binding. So we offer just so many different services and programs and resources for the community. So everyone can find something that they like at the library.
Well, let's talk about that because 3D printing is getting so popular now. How do you go about doing that at the library? Do I bring in a design or how does that work?
Well, actually, there's a couple of different ways that you can do that. So a lot of individuals are very skilled already in creating those 3D prints. And so they can design something, they have the software at home, they can send in their design, and they can come pick it up at the library. Others have to start from step one. And so they can come into the library and we will teach them how to use the software, what is the design they want to create. We help them mock that up and then they can print it and it's all for free at the library.
Well, that is absolutely tremendous. I assume there has to be a charge for using the printer, the 3D printer.
No, everything is through the library. So as a taxpayer-supported organization, this is what the library does. We serve our community, and advancing technology is one of our core goals. And so we want to make sure that individuals have access and accessibility to all different types of technology.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful. And I wanted to talk to you about the reference department. As I mentioned to you, I have heard wonderful stories about people calling the reference department at your library and getting a lot of help on finding relatives that they are trying to find they haven't seen for maybe decades.
That's absolutely correct. And so, you know, we get calls every single day from individuals looking for phone numbers to the local pizza place to, you know, who we recommend for pizza, all the way down to individuals calling to say that they have hit a snag in their genealogy research and they cannot find the next step. And so we have a full team of about 80 people on staff and different experts in their fields. And just recently we were able to connect a family that had been separated through adoption. And we were able to go through all of our local history records and genealogy records and connect that family that was separated decades ago.
Wow, that's the place to go for answers to your questions. 80 people in your reference department.
Well,
alone.
On staff.
Oh, on staff.
The entire
yeah.
library, that's correct,
oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, but that's absolutely tremendous. What other popular services does the library offer?
So one of our popular services that we offer is the curbside pickup. So just as you would go pick up your groceries at the store, you can come pick up your library materials. So you can select the materials that you want, or you can tell us to select them for you, and then you can just pull into one of our spots, call and say you're there, and we'll bring your materials out to you. Or if you don't want to stop by the library, we can always bring them directly to your doorstep.
And you also mentioned that you could, I think you said you could deliver materials digitally, like maybe through a computer?
Absolutely, yes. So we have an app, and so you can just download the library's app or directly from two different services that we use, Hoopla and Libby, and you can listen to your audiobooks, read your ebooks, you can stream movies and music, and you can just check out as many as you want directly from your home and just visit the library every 3 years if you'd like to renew your library card.
So you can even stream movies.
Absolutely.
That's tremendous. I'm thinking of so many people who may be transportation challenged.
Yes.
And may have a problem getting into the library, so you can help them with that. Another question I had, so many people are getting into writing books these days, and you mentioned bookbinding. Tell us about that.
We do, yes. We have a couple of individuals on staff who are trained in the areas of bookbinding. And so it's an incredible art form. And so individuals who are looking to create their own book or maybe to restore a book that they have at home, things of that nature. So we have offered a couple of programs that have been highly and well attended. And we look forward to having more programs like that in the future.
So you teach people how to do bookbinding also.
That is correct, yes.
Well, that's wonderful. That is absolutely tremendous. We mentioned library cards, and I guess I'm one of those people that thought you had to have a library card or you might not be welcome in a library in a different county.
Absolutely. So you can visit the library and you can utilize most of our services and resources without a library card. So if you want to attend a program, you're welcome to attend a program, and we're not going to check cards at the door. You don't even have to be a Vigo County resident. If you want to come to one of our programs, you're more than welcome to do that. Now, if you would want a library card, we're more than happy to help you secure one of those. And like I said, it does renew every 3 years. And so all you have to do is have a valid state-issued ID and something that says that you live where you live. So it could be a utility bill or a phone bill or something of that nature to get a library card. But if you just want to visit the library and use any of our resources, our services such as faxing or notary at no cost, you don't have to have a library card.
Okay. And if somebody does have a question, what number should they call to reach the library?
Yes. So you can always just Google the library and all of our information comes right up, but you can always just call us directly at 812-232-1113.
Okay. 232-1113.
That's correct. Yes.
If anybody's listening, they may want to jot that number down so they have it at home.
That's right. And that actually will connect you to both the main library and the West Branch Library. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for either location, we can connect you directly through that number.
And how's the new branch at 12 Points coming?
Oh, we are so excited. We are so excited to see all the demolition that's currently taking place. We are advancing. We are on target for where we want to be for this project, and we are looking forward to serving the 12 Points community. It's been a very long process of us trying to secure a location in 12 Points, but now that we have and we're moving right along, we're very excited to see the progress.
You're talking about demolition. Is it going to be extensive remodeling? Is it going to be building a new building? What's going on?
Yeah, so we purchased the former Thomas funeral home that is located in 12 Points. And so we purchased that location, and we are completely and totally gutting the entire building to have a brand new building within the walls of the former Thomas funeral home. And so that's where we are right now in the process, and we are looking forward to also extending into the garage and using the garage as a makerspace area. So when we were actually doing some preliminary research on talking with the residents in the community and listening to the business owners, and I actually went door to door to all the business owners in the community and asking them, what is it they would like to see? What is it that the business owners would like to see in the community? And I learned a lot of great feedback, and we held 6 listening sessions from the community to see what is it they want to see in the community. And it was a resounding common answer of, we want to see something for the children. Mm-hmm. We want to see something for the youth in the area. And so we decided to incorporate all of those ideas and work with the architects, and we have some phenomenal things planned for the 12 Points, specifically looking at a potential splash pad and looking at what that will look like, a playground, and like I mentioned, the maker space. So that would be a full area with a commercial kitchen, looking at 3D printers, soldering, all those different things that are going to be included. So that way the youth, the young adults and the adults and everyone in the area can have a great place to find themselves at home with a library.
That's wonderful. Tell us what your website again, because I want to ask you about the more popular programs you offer, but I'm sure you offer so many programs that we couldn't get into all of them today.
We absolutely could not. So we are actually with a brand new web address. So it's vigolibrary.org. So it's a lot easier than the old one. So it's vigolibrary.org is the new website, and all the information is housed there. So you can go to the library's website, and you can click on the calendar, and it's a robust calendar of everything that we have going on. And we do, we post 2 months in advance, so that way you'll get to see all the happenings that are scheduled out. And right now, we're actively working towards our summer reading program. So that is during the months of June and July. And we're looking at about we're nearing 100 programs for June and July for summer reading right now.
Yeah, that's great. And you mentioned 3D printing, and you mentioned book binding. What are the most popular programs among your patrons?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because I think you could actually separate it by age group. Oh. And so, you know, we look at our younger audience. We look at our babies and toddler kind of range. And we offer weekly story times, multiple story times every single week. And so those are very popular. And so I love watching the kids with their shakers and their scars, and they're learning about fine motor skills. And so those are always very popular, both for the kids and the families as well, who get to interact with one another. And then right now we have our Lego programs that are happening, and those are super incredibly successful. Everyone loves Legos. Oh, and yeah. So those programs are just incredibly successful right now. And then we look, we have our different classes that we're offering through a Cricut program, so people can come in and they can learn how to use a Cricut, and they can make their own journals, and they can learn how to use a bullet journal. So many different technology resources, but also we're doing a job seekers program right now too. And it's individuals that they learn how to conduct an interview, what to wear for an interview, how do they conduct themselves on an interview, and how do they present themselves as a hireable candidate.
Boy, that's tremendous. Mentioned Cricut. Can you go into just a little bit of what that is? Because I think I know, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. So a Cricut is a die cut almost for vinyl or cards. And so basically you can customize anything that you would like. And so if you want to have a water bottle and you'd like to put your name on it, we can use a Cricut to cut out vinyl to attach that to your water bottle. If you would like to make a very customized card that has a cutout of a building or of a logo, you can use the Cricut to do that.
Okay, that's great. I want to talk to you about the Friends of the Library organization, but is there anything else about the library itself that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, I believe that I could probably go on for days
about
the library, but I will transition to, because the Friends is a fantastic organization. And they do so much for the library and support the library in so many different ways. And the best way to support the Friends is to shop their sales. And so every month, the Friends of the Library offer sales, and they're book sales, and they have primarily books, and they have some records, and they have music and movies and things of that nature. And you can always go to the library's website to see the sale dates. But their big sale is coming up in May, and that's a 4-day sale. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday sale. And that is just a very widespread sale with full of the lower level of the library, for the meeting rooms, is full of materials from the Friends to sell. And the proceeds from all of the sales go to the programs and services for the library.
And that is material that has been loaned out through the library. One thing that I've often wondered, where do you get your materials originally? You know, your books, your records, or, well, I guess we don't use records, but... DVDs and CDs and so
yes.
forth.
So we
How
actually,
do you get those?
We actually have an entire department that's dedicated to ordering materials. And so we have several different organizations to which we purchase materials from. But we do a lot of ordering through an organization called Baker & Taylor. And we also do Amazon orders. And a lot of times the materials that are very specific that our customers are asking for, we have to go on a hunt to find those.
Yeah.
And so it just depends upon, you know, which is the publisher of the book or material, and to locate those items.
Well, I would think that in addition to the contributions from the Friends of the Library, you could use donations to enable you to purchase those things.
Yes, we actually utilize a lot of the donations from the public and from the community, and we're so thankful for those individuals who, as they're cleaning out their home libraries, and they are able to donate to the Friends of the Library, and if anyone would like to make a donation of books or materials to the Friends, they can call the library and set up a time to deliver those materials, and we're happy to receive them.
Okay. Anything we haven't touched on yet?
I don't think so. We've covered a lot.
Yes, we have. You've done very well.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming in. Elizabeth Scammahorn of the Vigo County Public Library is our guest today. What's your position there, by the way?
I'm the Strategic Communications Manager.
Strategic Communications Manager.
Yes.
Well, that's good. You're well qualified,
I'm sure. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm Frank Phillips. Thanks so much for listening.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 1130 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM, and on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFMB. For a replay of this program or any of our past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.